This is a podcast from Rover.
Rightio, welcome back into the program. Of course, with thousands of hunters about to head into the hills for the annual Deer Roar, the Game Animal Council is reminding those people to follow the five P's for a safe and successful roar. Joining us now, Tim Gale from the Game Animal Council. G'day, Tim. How are you?
G'day, Dom. I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Long time no chat, it feels.
Yeah, I don't know where you've been hiding, mate. You haven't heard from me for a while.
Well, you know, just head down, you know, just doing what I've got to do, and I'm sure you've been doing exactly the same. But it's always good to catch up with you, and I was in Central Otago over the weekend, and I could hear the cries, the mournful yearning of the stags out there in the fields, you know?
Isn't it a beautiful sound, eh? I've just been hearing that lately where I live in South Canterbury. You know, they've just kicked off in probably the last week, so it's been, yeah, it's really getting the blood going again, and I'm pretty excited for the up and coming roar, so as thousands of hunters across New Zealand. So it's a very exciting time.
Yeah, it's a time where people do, as you say, it's like Christmas for some people. But tell us about these P's, these five P's. What are they?
So what we've done is just provided pretty much a summary, which we've called the five P's, and some of those they relate to, you know, before you head out into the hills. So when you're actually planning for your trip, and then some of them around the decisions that you make when you're out in the hills. So before you head out, you know, plan for the best. So that's the first one. So we plan where you'll go, what you'll hunt, obviously plan the right food, you know, how many days out there, how much food you need, appropriate clothing, equipment. And then obviously check the forecast. So that's a big one, you know, so that will determine what sort of equipment you might need to take. Prepare for the worst. And this is around, you know, carrying a personal locator beacon, taking a first aid kit. And I guess, you know, when you're out hunting, when you're in the hills, it's dynamic, right? So we need to be, we might have a set plan in place, but we need to be prepared if the weather cuts up rough. You know, we stay in a hut for an extra night. We camp in that one location for an extra night. We don't cross that river. So it's about preparing for the worst and being a little bit flexible. And then a big one is, you know, we're pretty firm on this one, not firm, but we know we push it a lot, is provide your intentions. You know, so text somebody, send them a picture of where you're going. Don't just say, hey, you know, I'm going to spot X, because they might go, oh, that's right, Tim was going to spot Y. But, you know, actually text them, send them a picture, and you can say, hey, you know, my mate knows where I'm going if anything happens. Tell them where you're going, give them a date for when you're going to get out. And then also give them, you know, a backup plan. So if I don't get out by, you know, Monday afternoon, you know, give me a day or something before you actually do, you know, call 11 or raise it a bit further than that. And when we're in the hills, there's a couple of different things. So positively identify your target. So again, there's going to be lots of people out in the hills. It's a pretty exciting time. There's just a couple of little things here. So if you're bush hunting, wear high visibility clothing. Treat every firearm as loaded. Chamber a cartridge only when ready to fire, and be absolutely positively identify your target. And then the fifth one is about game animal management, and that's about improving future roars by leaving younger males know how to identify and target mature males. And we'll have a little bit of a chat around the red stag aging guide. And if you're meat hunting, you know, target those females. So by shooting those females, we have a lower quantity but a higher quality herd. So by leaving those young and mature males, shooting the females, we've actually got a win-win for both hunting and for conservation.
Yeah, right. So that's pick the right animal. So those are the five P's. And on the picking the right animal, that's an important one as well. And one of the, I guess, the phrases that kind of sums it up is don't shoot tomorrow's trophies today. So when you look at, you know, you might see a 12-pointer and go, well, there's the, that's the, almost, you know, the, like the gold standard in terms of, you know, red deer. So that's not necessarily the whole story, though.
No, exactly. I mean, you might have a tiny little 12-pointer. It might be a two-year-old animal. And, you know, given half a chance to survive, to grow, to pass on those genetics, you're going to have a bigger trophy in the future, and you're also going to pass on those bloodlines. So, you know, if you go, oh, I'm just going to shoot that for a bit of meat, well, why not shoot the hind that's right with them and leave that stag, you know, for future roars? So if you're hunting a place, you know, year in, year out, Dom, and you're going, where's all the big stags? Where are the big stags? And you keep shooting all these young, immature stags. Mm. Well, that's where they are, right? You've already shot them a few years ago.
Exactly.
So we can't shoot. If we keep shooting those immature ones and small ones, we can't expect big ones in the future because they're already dead.
Right, so what are we looking for? Yeah, I mean, that makes perfect sense. What are we looking for here, apart from obviously, you know, the 12 points? Is it just purely a size-based thing?
There's a few different things. So there's body shape. So, you know, there's a big sort of a saggy, you know, pot belly. It's how they carry themselves, how they hold their heads. You can also look at, you know, around their face and their eyes. You know, they'll have a bit of an older animal look. It is very hard to accurately identify or age a stag in the bush when you're in the wild, because there are so many factors. So yeah, the eyes can be more sunken with a deeper, older looking face. They're a lot more purposeful on their feet, you know, so they've got a sort of a steadier gait. They have their head down. Antler tops will be fully developed, and they can sometimes have heavy antlers with broad beam circumference. And, you know, they're a lot more dominant. So, you know, like a young man versus an older man, the old man will, you know, typically be more dominant. So same with in the animal kingdom as well, right? If a big stag is faced off with a young stag, quite often, you know, the young stag will just run away and let the old stag, you know, have his way, really.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Fighting and procreating is the lot of the deer, right? You know?
They've been doing it for thousands of years now, so...
Exactly. Right, so those are the key things to look out for. And, of course, you do have a New Zealand Red Stag Aging Guide that can be accessed as well, which is very comprehensive. And if you're not up to speed with all of the nuances of what to look for, then this is a really good guide, I feel.
Oh, it's been absolutely really popular. So how we've designed it, it's just an easy PDF form. I've actually saved, you know, mine onto my phone on my files.
Yeah.
So if I'm looking at an animal in the tops and the tussock, I can actually go, how old do I think he is? And I can actually, you know, tick him off against that criteria. But just having that knowledge in the back of your mind for when you are looking at stags will really make a big difference. So that's available on the Game Animal Council's website. It's on our Facebook. It's on our Instagram. You know, wherever we are, so you can go and check it out.
Yeah, and we've spoken about the popularity of hunting, almost an explosion in numbers, really, particularly around COVID and post-COVID, people looking to do different things and source food in different ways, things like that. So all that stuff's very important to know.
You know, you're always learning, right? I've been hunting for, 30 years now, something like that. But you're just learning something new every time. But, I mean, there are really some really good places to start. So, you know, go along to your local New Zealand Deer Stalkers Association for a club night. You know, there's plenty of different hunting organisations out there that support hunting and have resources. And, yeah, I don't think there's been a better time in this modern era to get into hunting. You know, there's lots of people that are doing it, so you can find someone to team up with. And there's also, you know, reasonably healthy populations in lots of places. So there's great opportunities. And I guess another thing at the moment, you know, we're in a cost of living crisis. You know, you go and shoot a hind for some meat. You know, there's absolutely hundreds and hundreds of dollars of prime organic venison that you can feed your family with.
Best meat in the world for my money, Tim, I've got to tell you.
100% had venison and tar sausages on the barbecue last night.
Oh,
delicious.
Stop it. Venison and tar sausages, outstanding. You'll be heading out, are you? I remember speaking to you maybe a year or a couple of years ago when you were sort of, for some reason, weren't getting as much hunting under the belt. Might have been new additions to the family or something, Tim, but are you getting out this year?
Well, there's been another addition this year as well.
Well, look at you, speaking of breeding.
Big mature stag here. No, that's the last one for us. We've got a 14-week-old boy. So I am going to take a little bit of time off this coming April. So I sort of head out there very end of March, and I'll take a week or so off. But you can go to a couple of different places and on a public conservation land. So, yeah, pretty excited, actually. Very excited, actually.
Oh, good stuff, and congratulations as well. So, listen, the 5 P's, everybody, just to reiterate, plan for the best, prepare for the worst, provide your intentions, positively identify your target, and pick the right animal. And, of course, don't forget to go onto the Game Animal Council website and check out that New Zealand Red Stag Aging Guide. Very interesting and informative document. Tim Gale from the Game Animal Council. Nice to catch up again, buddy. Enjoy the roar.
Yeah, thanks, Dom. Thanks very much. And I mean, everyone that's going out hunting, you know, just have a great time out there. You know, have an enjoyable time and just be safe.